This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Time now for sports. The Olympic Games in Vancouver at their halfway mark. Another week is left of skating, skiing, occasional despair, and lots more beer commercials. NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman joins us from Vancouver. Morning, Tom.
Drinking a beer right now, actually, Scott.
Well, you usually are. The earlier it is, the better. Listen, we could talk, begin with the incredible Shaun White, Lindsey Vonn, Chicago's own Shani Davis, who's having a great Olympics. My daughters are watching curling, Tom. What's coming up there? They are. They're looking at this rock that, you know, looks like a dead moose going down the ice, and our girls are going looking at the screen going, USA, USA, USA. Canadians are cleaning up there, right?
To help your daughters, I'm prepared to give an in-depth report on curling. But, Scott, I just don't have a lot of time. So there will be some teams sliding some rocks down a sheet of ice, and those rocks will be bumping into other rocks, and the Canadians should do well.
All right. Well, a perfect answer, Tom.
Got it? Okay.
And more seriously, the funeral for the young Georgian athlete who died on the day of the opening ceremonies at the luge track is being held in Georgia today, I gather, looking at the wires even as we speak. And there have been more troubles at that track.
One of the black marks in these Olympics that won't go away. Number of crashes during the bobsled training have hit Switzerland particularly hard. Switzerland, one of the best countries at bobsled, had three sleds entered in the two-man competition. Now they're down to one because of injuries to athletes during training. Now the International Bobsled Federation says it's monitoring the situation. It also says high numbers of Olympic training crashes aren't unusual, but officials also admit the Whistler sliding center track is hard, it's fast. A number of athletes in sliding sports say it's dangerous.
There was even one athlete that used the phrase test crash dummies, wasn't there?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Canada proclaimed they were going to own the podium.
Mm-hmm.
So far?
Kind of, hardly. One snarky U.S. snowboarder, Nate Holland, said, Canada can own the podium. We'll just rent it for the month. Own the podium is the $110 million program designed to develop athletes and teams. So Canada can win the most medals in these games. The tally, as Saturday began, had the host Canadians with a total of 8. That puts them in fourth place, but compared to the U.S., not so good. The U.S. has 20 medals, leading the count by far, not very neighborly of the United States. And Canada's having its troubles, whether it's nerves or too much pressure to own the podium, it could be. Yesterday, two medal-contending male alpine skiers both fell in the men's Super G race on their home mountain up at Whistler. Yeah. Last night, a Canadian woman favored to win the skeleton that's face-first on a little sled. She finished fifth and cried during her interview. She said she felt like she let her country down. But there was a little bit of good news at the end of the day. Canada finished the day well with a gold in men's skeleton.
And there's going to be that big U.S.-Canada men's hockey game, although I don't know how Americans and Canadians can play hockey without Russians and Swedes at this point. I mean, they're just not used to it.
Yeah, exactly. They're lurking in the background, Russia and the Swedes.
Sending plays in, right?
The instructions. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, it's a little hockey game, as in going to be watched by every single person in Canada. Hockey's Canada's sport. No matter what else happens in these games, if Canada can't win the hockey gold medals, especially the men's, the games will be judged harshly by the home country fans. So tomorrow's game between Canada and the U.S. isn't for a medal, but it'll still be intense.
So, Tom, did the Olympic athletes watch Tiger Woods and his appearance?
You know, some did. I didn't get a complete poll. I read some tweets by Julia Mancuso, the silver medal winning skier.
Great skier.
She did. There's interest, but just as there's interest all over the world. But if people are looking for some special connection, Tiger's an elite athlete. These Olympians are elite athletes. It's not there. There's no real comparison. I mean, these athletes are the best at what they do, but most do toil in relative obscurity. And there's certainly not the entitlement here that Woods talked about having all during his life. Everyone here is pretty focused on their 15 minutes of glory and fame, and they don't seem to care about a guy who has way too much fame.
Yeah. Go Shani. NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman, thanks very much.
You bet.